You briskly approach the ship when John appears alongside you. He sees the incomplete set of charms on the keychain. Thank you for your efforts, but it may not be enough. Maybe we can bargain with the gypsy, you suggest. But John looks skeptical. You reach the ship, where he pulls out an ornate wooden chest from under his trench coat. You hand him the skeleton key, and he places the incomplete set of charms inside. A purple mist rises from within, forming the figure of the withered gypsy.
You have failed to repay your debt,
she crows, pointing straight at you, hobbling over.
Your time is now my time,
she declares, before grabbing you by the arm. You're engulfed in a purple mist and all goes dark. You awaken, slumped at the water's edge of Port Adelaide. It looks a lot less familiar. The lighthouse is still visible, but the shore is lined with skyscrapers rather than the old buildings you remember. What year is it? You try to attract attention, but person after person fails to respond to your calls. Eventually, a group disembark from a futuristic hovercraft at the water's edge, and one child glances at you. You can see me. You have to help me. You plead. The child tugs at their mother.
Mommy! Mommy, they need help!
The mother looks in your general direction vacantly. Now, Cedric, stop making things up. As you walk away, you wonder whether maybe there will be another who recognizes you. Maybe. You sit yourself down and put your mobile phone in front of you. Maybe a child will see that.